Our final panelist is Gabrielle Pestinger. Gabrielle is a founder of Hold Foods Unwrapped Collective. This collective is based in Brunswick and Faulkner. The organization is a vegetarian collective supporting local producers who focus on small-scale production of high-quality whole foods and household goods that are unpackaged. Formed in 2019, and with over 2,000 members, the collective operates a circular economy, reusing any necessary packaging and unnecessary packaging, and donating proceeds to charitable organizations. Gabrielle.
We're Whole Foods Unwrapped Collective, and we began in 2019 out of my home in Coburg North, actually, just with the thought, my neighbour and I, being vegetarian and buying a lot of tofu every week, had major misgivings about the amount of plastic we were using and consuming by buying that product. And so we had the thought of contacting that tofu maker in Kilsyth and saying, "Well, hey, can we just come with our buckets down to you and get your tofu without the plastic?" And they were completely receptive to that idea. And we put it out there to friends and family, and the word got out, and we had people coming and getting their tofu from our buckets in our house in Coburg North. And it grew exponentially within weeks, just the tofu, and we had people lining up outside of the door pre-COVID to get their tofu. So with that, we had the thoughts along the lines, well, if we can do tofu without plastic, why can't we do other products? Why can't we do bread? Why can't we do why can't we do yogurt? Why can't we do noodles and so forth? And so we started ringing around a lot of makers, mostly local people, and we got a lot of rejection, but we also got a lot of people who were into it. And so from that point in August of 2019, we now have 250 products within our collective that we get either completely unpackaged, we use our own bulk containers, or we use very minimal packaging that we reuse or red cycle. So obviously, with the growth, we are not in Coburg North in my house anymore. We have moved to two new spaces in Brunswick and Faulkner, and we have 2,000 members who are part of a Facebook group, and we have an online shop where those people go to every week and order and get their plastic-free produce and goods and come to those two spaces in Brunswick and Faulkner to pick those things up. So given our growth and the number of people we have in the group now, we have a lot of I guess bargaining power with the makers and the providers. So early on when we rang up and said, "Hey, we want to have your produce, but we don't want to have it in packaging," people, especially particularly social cultural groups, were just like, "What the heck, what are you talking about?" But now, given the numbers and given how I guess well known we are, we don't get rejection at all anymore. We get a lot of people saying, "Well, hey, we haven't done this before, but we're willing to talk to you about it, and we're willing to see what we can come up with." So I guess that's the reason we've come to have so many products that, a year ago, most people were buying with plastic, and now are just buying what we call naked. So, and I think in terms, sort of evidence of that is we recently got in touch with Pure Harvest, who are one of two Victorian makers of plant-based milks because of their Tetra Paks, which are packaging that basically most councils can't recycle. And given the numbers in our group and the desire to have plant-based milks in either reusable or more sustainable packaging, at first they were, "Oh, I don't know about this." And but we told them about the group. We screenshotted hundreds and hundreds of messages in the group, and now they're willing to negotiate with us with that. So we're really hoping that we can get those Tetra Paks out of landfill and soy milk and other plant-based milks into either glass or returnable pails, we're hoping. So I think that's just an example of how we've come to the point where we can negotiate with really big suppliers like that. In terms of impact, obviously, the lack of packaging and the reduction in plastic has been one of our biggest impacts. And I did try to work it out earlier on this week, and I think it comes to about 1,500 kilos of plastic. I think that's an approximate, and what the amount of plastic that we've saved in terms of what we've bought in that year and a half that we've been around, or nearly 2 years now actually. But I think another huge impact has been the sense of community. You know, we've got a really big network, like I said earlier, and I think those people, all of us, are very much into the same mission of waste reduction and coming together to do things differently and shop in a different way, rather than just, you know, going to Coles and getting, you know, scooping up things in the trolley full of plastic and other nasties in terms of where it's from and how it's made as well. When we were at my house, pre-COVID, we had lots of events around community in terms of we had front yard music gigs, we had all kinds of coming together with the group that we are. And now that we're in the two new spaces in both Brunswick and Faulkner, we're really hoping to expand upon that with more events once we're out of lockdown, obviously, and workshops around recycling and reusing and repurposing. So, yeah, it's very much about waste reduction, but it's also very much about coming together as a community, whether we're in COVID lockdown situation or out of it, because I think people need that, you know, more and more. And food and talking about recipes and how to do things differently is a real way to bring people together. So, yeah, that's us.